I brought the bunny. You don't have to cry over it.
This is too bitchy. I shouldn't say it.
Piece of garbage!
I'd like to know who here you trust the least.
Deep diving into all things trashy.
From pop culture to reality TV.
This is Total Trash. That sounded like trash.
Baby, I'm only judging what you give me.
Hey guys, welcome to Total Trash. Hope you've been well. And you know what? Ashley, how have you been, Bella?
Oh, I've been amazing. It's Met Gala week.
I know. It's like the week after, isn't it? We fucking
whatever.
Like, no, this week.
You know,
we record it on a Sunday and it happens on a Monday and now it is the next Monday.
So it's Met Gala week. I know what you mean. This whole week has been very, what is it, Garden of the Times, you know what I mean?
Yes, it has been very, very like that.
You're like, what the fuck?
There was a different theme as well. It was Garden of Time and it was something princesses.
It was sleeping. It was like Sleeping Beauty. And then the dress, that was like the theme of like
Sleeping
the museum.
Sleeping Beauty's in
awakening,
fashion.
Yeah, awakening in fashion. Some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Well, you should know.
I do know, but I'm like.
In the fashion world.
I am in the fashion world, but it's like Sleeping Beauty's awakening something, whatever. But then the dress code for the Met Gala was the Garden of Times.
Look, this year was. It didn't hit as much as the other years.
No, it didn't. It didn't. But
and this theme was like perfect, I think. Like a lot, people could have done a lot more with this theme.
They could have. Like, I feel like they could have. But you know what? We'll get into that in 1 second. Because you know what? We do have to say that we've got some other stuff we've got to talk about. Pump Rules, the Valley. We've got to do our little intro first before we get into the topics. You know what I mean? These people listening are going to be stressed. They're going to think for 40 minutes there's an intro and then we're going to get into it. But can I just say one thing before we get into it? Like,
can
what
you
I was
say
telling
what
you.
We you
have to get this shit. Hurry up and get this shit over and done with. But I had someone like road rage me today and it was like not fun. I was like driving and this truck was going like fucking like 20 kilometers an hour. And I was like, oh my God, it was going really slow and it was fine. And then I went to overtake him when I could, right? And he swerved in the other lane, so I couldn't overtake him. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, and he's like, truck nearly fucking tipped because he was like so angry. Anyway, and then we kept driving. I'm like, oh my God, I was like shocked. I was like, I've never seen anyone do this before. And then it's like, and he's a truck. Like, he should know that like people are going to overtake you when you're going that fucking slow.
Yeah, that's why they have that sign, do not overtake when turning. But that's, you know, open for taking over any time.
100%. But like, I was like, what the hell? Anyway, we get to like, there's like two roads. So there's like a main road and then there's like a back road. So he kind of went up to the main road. I'm like, perfect. I'll just go to back road and then like I'll meet up at like another roundabout so I can just, you know, get past him because he was going slow, right? So I go the back way. He goes like the main way. Anyway, so I get to the I finish like the back way, right? And I'm like about where I need to go to the roundabout. Anyway, this man is there waiting for me. He's like screaming. He's like telling me he's got me. I was like, oh my God. I was like, he was like waiting. He had this little fucking vest on, like the what is it, tradie vest, like the bright fluoro green, yeah, the high vis. I was like, what the fuck? He was like full so angry.
That's so scary.
And the fact that he would have had to speed so fast to like get to that point before, like he was yelling before I got there.
He's probably still waiting.
I know. And I was laughing because that's what I said. Like, I wish if I knew he was there, I would have just turned back and gone a different way.
And so he would have just been waiting on where he's all, damn it, all right.
He's like, damn it, you win this round.
He would have, you know, calmed down eventually and he would have realized what a psychopath he is.
I know. Like, do you think? Or do you think he's like still angry about it?
Surely. Don't you have those periods where you like you get angry about something small and then you're like, oh, I overreacted.
Yeah, all the time.
Hopefully he has that.
Like the time.
Empathy.
Empathy, I hope so. Because he was he was going to turn back and like come towards me after I turned right. It was like he was doing, like when he was yelling at me, he was going to like turn back, but then other cars came. So
why would you get so angry over something so small? It's not like you even got the chance to overtake him.
No. And I wasn't like I was beeping him up his ass. Like, it wasn't like I was antagonizing him or being like, move the fuck. It wasn't like I was yelling at him, beeping, like being an asshole.
You didn't even beep.
I just wanted to move. I was just like, I tried to move past and I couldn't because another car was coming. And so I turned back, like, I went behind him, and then when that car went, I went to go. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't understand why people are so angry.
You can't win.
No, you can't win. And you know what? Talking about overreacting, that reminds me of that time when I, like, went to sell my laptop to Cash Converters.
Yeah, you did overreact.
Because, and they wouldn't sell my laptop. I was like, here you go, here's my laptop. And they're like, you've replaced the screen. And I'm like, no, I haven't. And they're like, you have. So we can't take it. I'm like, you can't take my laptop for anything. I'm like, it's worth like $800 anyway. I was like, you can't take it for anything. And they're like, no, because you replaced the screen. I got so angry because I'm like, I have not replaced this fucking screen. This has not happened. So I left the store. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Anyway, I left and then I called the store. I'm like, I want to speak to your manager. And they're like, she's out. And she's like, I'm like, get her on the phone now. I was pissed. I was like, I do not appreciate being called a liar. That's what I said. And then anyway, she's like, we'll get you to give her a call when she comes back. I'm like, all good. And then like an hour had like passed and I was at home again, and then like she called. I slapped her voice.
And you were all nice. Yeah. Did you put your nice voice on?
I'm like, hold on, you wanna, I've got proof. No, I didn't answer because I didn't know who it was. And then at that point though, I was like, I was over it. I was like, okay, like I feel like I've, you know, overreacted. Hold on, I'll play it. I've still got it.
You've still got it's the recording.
It's my first thing. Hi Tom, it's Sam here from Cash Converters and Aging, the manager in Bars and Lions. Can you give me a call back as soon as you can? Thank you. Bye.
So it's awesome.
Did you call her back?
No, because at that point I'm saying like I was like overreacted, so I'm embarrassed now.
She would have given you something.
No, well the funny thing is about like a year later or 8 months later, I ended up going to the Greensboro one, and she's like, oh, we can give you like $300 for it. And so no, they weren't like, they didn't tell me no, they weren't. She's like, $300, but she's like, you know what, you probably get like $600-$700 for it now if you sell it on your own.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
But she's like, I can take it now for $300. So they were so lovely. But the ones at Epping, they were saying I'll replace the screen. I did not. That was a lie. That was fucking, you know, defamatory.
That's like, because they did that because they want it cheaper.
Yeah, but they weren't even going to take it.
Really?
That's what I was saying. That's why I was shocked. They're like, oh, we can't take it. I'm like, the screen hadn't been replaced. Never replaced the screen. Anyway, God bless. Sorry, guys. We'll get on to the Met Gala because I know we've got a lot to talk about. But you know what? Oh, and we have some Jack and Tori news with Dominella, which we'll get into. But you know
from
what?
Maths, yes.
From maths. Let's get into it.
That to make Erica look bad, or is that out of genuine
Erica,
concern?
I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own.
Continue with your Met Gala, Ashley. I want to hear all of your thoughts, who you love, who you fucking
hated.
I wrote
a whole chapter on my, as you can see, I'm scrolling down now. And
I love it. Floor is yours,
bye. No, I just want to say
that, yeah, this was a perfect theme in my eyes, and not a lot of people lived up to expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And look, like, did you notice that everyone wore the exact same color? All that beigey color.
Mm.
Like, we didn't see anything outstanding this year.
No. I agree. I agree with you. And that's the thing that I felt like everyone was very blah. I don't know. It's like the theme.
I'm like, oh, you look nice, but...
It didn't look like the Met Gala. It just looked like any award show, which was disappointing. And especially, like, I don't know if you saw the Katy Perry AI one where she had like a dress.
Yes.
That's what I was expecting.
Laughing because my I can't remember, someone at work was like, oh, did you see Katy Perry's dress? And I'm like, I'm like, was she there? I didn't think she was there. And then I'm like, I thought she posted an Instagram that was like a fake funny one. And and she's like, yeah, let me show you. And then it looked up and it says AI dress Katy Perry.
The That's funny.
But yeah, like there were some great outfits though. Like you know Tyler the singer?
Yes.
So at first I was like, oh, she played it safe. Like she looks nice. But then I realized it was actually sand texture, and she was holding the hourglass. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You got me there.
I thought it was funny how she needed to be lifted up by four men.
Yeah, because she couldn't move properly because it was sand. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful.
Was it like sandpaper and they just stuck some sand to it, you reckon?
Maybe. I reckon it was like some sort of material and they like sprinkled sand over it. Like it's probably like some molding shit, like, you know.
Yeah.
Paper mache or whatever it's called.
Super glued each sand speckle
onto it
individually.
But yeah, I thought she looked stunning. I absolutely loved it. Who else? I'm trying to think.
Let's just say the ones that we like.
Okay, tell me who you like.
I liked Kendall Jenner's because she was giving Maleficent energy.
It was like an elf.
She was wearing vintage Versace. Yeah, like the hair and everything. It was like what we did as kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I thought she fit the theme as well.
Yes.
And she, you know, was the only one that really wore black.
Yeah, true, true.
I like J-Lo's dress.
That was nice. That was beautiful.
Except apparently she's worn that same look many times.
Yeah, it was a very J-Lo look.
And it was inspired by a butterfly, she said.
Yeah, she opened up, it bloomed like a butterfly.
And she was the co-chair of that event.
Oh my god, I didn't even know that. I love J-Lo.
Yeah,
love
her and Chris Hemsworth.
And wasn't it Zendaya? Oh, no. And Bad Bunny? Hemsworth.
No, there's only two.
Oh, who the fuck was Zendaya and Bad Bunny? Oh. I'm like,
the two co-chairs usually are the ones that have to greet every guest. Like at the door. They have to go in a little bit early.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, continue.
Now, I don't even know how to say this guy's name because he's Irish. But you know, like, the Barry Keoghan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, him from Saltburn.
The one that
Barry.
Drunk the bath
water. Is it Barry Keoghan or something?
It's like Barry Keoghan or something, but yeah. I just say Barry Keoghan. he was dressed as Willy Wonka. Don't you think he gives me uncanny vibes?
Yeah, everyone thinks
he's... Uncanny Valley vibes.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's scary.
He's kind of like a bit, like, he's a good actor, but he's, I feel like he's just like, I feel like everyone in Hollywood is so, like, put on, where I feel like he's so, he just seems like an average dude, and I think it's like, it throws you off.
With striking blue eyes.
Yeah, he's very unique, which I like.
Yeah, he's very unique, but, unique. I don't know, sort of. Yeah, anyway, his outfit, it fit the Garden of Time, I think.
It did.
He's only... one of the only many guys that actually went out and put effort into his outfit.
Can I say, I actually think the men did actually better. Thought the men were actually more on theme than the women. The women
look good.
Can we talk about, who was it? Is it Ben Simmons? What was his name? Or did I say?
Yeah, Ben Simmons.
He looked, that suit and that jacket, like, was amazing. I love how he had like the tartan and it kind of flowed into it.
Okay.
And did you see it?
I remember seeing him there. I just can't remember the outfit.
It was stunning. And then
it was
Marzen. No, it was honestly the best one. Probably my top five best red carpet looks from any man I've ever seen. Like, I loved it.
And it was perfect for the Met Gala.
Perfect. And he had a briefcase and it had a clock in it. Like Alice in Wonderland. So it really kind of tied into that garden theme.
I was pissed. Not a lot of... why did no one take the initiative to have Rapunzel hair, like with the flowers in it and the braid?
I know.
Right, I'm sick of slick back buns.
I know.
You're at the Met Gala, give your hair life.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. This theme should have been so much more lively with plants and everything.
No one's done the Rapunzel braid. That would have been amazing. You had all these hair extensions in and flowers.
And that almost be your train, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was the that you can wrap yourself in your hair.
That would have been cool. That would have been very cool.
I'm giving these people free ideas.
Yes.
We also had... There was this unknown woman there, Mona Patel.
Oh.
And she stole the show. She went viral because of her dress. And obviously, I always forget that anyone can go to the Met Gala. They just have to pay $75,000.
Yeah.
For a ticket. But she's actually this billionaire.
Oh.
She's the CEO of 8... companies.
Oh wow! Look at her.
Mona Patel, and she was wearing this gold dress, and it was gold. Oh, I don't even know how to explain.
You're like, look it up.
You have to look it up. But everyone was obsessed with her outfit.
I probably would have seen it. That was Did you say there was the other billionaire guy?
A big train as well.
Oh, she had a big train.
Yeah.
The other billionaire, I can't remember his name, but he was 25, and he's the youngest billionaire. And he's a guy, but he was dressed as Caesar. He was but he's a billionaire. His dad gave him a company. And I was oh my God, what the hell? This is crazy.
What did you get for your 20s?
And he's gay. And I'm even better. I'm wow. good for him.
What about Cole Escobar? I don't even know who this man is.
The fuck is Cole Escobar?
Oh, you'll know when you know. So I thought he was applying for white lady funerals.
Oh, was that the one that he was in the white dress?
Yes.
The white shirt. Yes. Yeah.
White Lady Funerals, or was he auditioning for the role of Madeline?
That was not the vibe. Did not like him.
Actually, I really liked you him. Like,
do you have two fucking eyeballs, babe? I'm like, what about, can we talk about my, one of my favourites was Kim Kardashian. I actually really loved it.
Yeah,
I
Kim
loved it.
K, for sure. At first I was like, oh, it's a bit boring. And then I was like, oh, you know what? It grew on me.
Compared to the others,
yes.
I felt like it was
but
definitely...
her, you know how she was explaining her idea?
Yeah.
The inspiration behind it?
Yes.
You know, she like wakes up out of bed, she's got messy hair, she's coming home from... she's getting up and then she puts on her boyfriend's sweater. I'm like, hold on, why is the boyfriend's sweater so small?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be oversized? Wasn't it... Shouldn't it be oversized? So that made no sense.
It should have been oversized.
But yeah, no, I get the messy hair and so. But the heels.
The heels were impressive. Yeah, I did.
That the heels didn't even have any back.
Yes.
Oh.
And so I think when everyone was like, oh, she's in pain because she's like, can't breathe. I'm like, I think she is, but I think she's more worried about her feet.
She's ripping, yeah.
Like, but I thought they could have probably just executed the hair a little bit better because I feel like it wasn't messy enough to necessarily... tell it was like intentionally messy because at the back like she had like the it was giving Braveheart to me like all that what's the movie with the like that redhead with the arrow like the cartoon one it was
Brave
Brave it was like reminding me of that like and she had like a knight in shining armor but I did like it but you know I know most people thought the cardigan was because it didn't fit but if you actually watch that video it was all like
everyone
cardigan,
thought it was a wardrobe malfunction,
but it actually wasn't. That was always a part of it. And even the designer,
designer actually has had shows where they had the cardigan.
Yes. Yeah. So that was like, blame him. But I thought it was cute. I thought it was, I actually wish she wore the sand one. Cause that actually seemed so Kim Kardashian to wear like the sand.
Yeah, the sand.
Or
that's
even,
what I thought.
Like, or even if she wore, can imagine if she just wore that, like, as you said, like all hair to like
wrapped around in hair.
Yeah, that would have been iconic.
I'm giving them ideas.
Wow, giving them. But
You know, Lisa Rinna's daughter, Amelia Gray.
What is she doing there?
She was a walking terrarium. Like, I don't know. Would it get moldy in there?
I think it would. It was weird. I didn't like
she had
it.
Flowers. Or it was like a conservatory.
Yeah, it was. It was
just flowers all in her dress. It was a bit weird, but I didn't really like the whole outfit, the hair, nothing like that.
Didn't suit. And what the fuck? Doja Cat.
I didn't, like, what's that got to do with Garden of Time?
It didn't make any sense.
So what, she was wearing a bathrobe towel. I was like, oh, that's an easy, I've got that dress, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, everyone's got that. That was out the front and then she had the wet...
Yes, and
like,
then, and
when
then
she
when she
the
went
show.
On, I was really confused with her outfit. So she was holding her over her boobs the whole time because she's just wearing a wet t-shirt.
Yeah.
And are they like pouring water on her every half an hour?
I don't know. Maybe it, was it just like meant to look like that? I don't know. It was like...
It would be uncomfortable.
It would be uncomfortable. Well, I'm sure as soon as she got
you'd
upstairs,
you'd have to hold yourself
it.
The Yeah, you reckon?
I reckon, because I mean, most of them, like, you think Kim Kardashian, like, as soon as she got in, she probably had a different outfit.
No, everyone says they don't sit there.
Or they stand up.
They don't sit at the Met Gala, because it's all about fashion.
But I reckon that Kim would have definitely put on different shoes, and there might have been, like, a shorter thing. Because even the Marilyn Monroe, remember, she, like, got up there, and then she just put the replica one on.
Yeah, but that's because it was a replica.
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
No, sorry, that was because... It was the actual dress.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe wore.
But that's what I'm saying. Even the sand one, she would have chatted. Like, did you see they cut it? Once they got in, they like cut it so she could walk.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So it's just the photos and then doesn't matter.
Yeah, after that, it doesn't matter.
After that, they don't take photos for the outside world in there.
No, they're like, y'all all the peasants.
I feel like it's so scandalous to see in it.
I know.
Because Ariana Grande uploaded her entire performance.
Yes.
All to her TikTok and... I was like, wow, I didn't know if she was allowed to do that.
You're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to get
whacked. I feel like someone's going to come after me. The FBI.
Someone's going to road rage you and cut you off and chase you down.
Yeah.
I tell you what else I liked.
Yeah.
I liked Demi Moore. I actually really liked it. It was given Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
I thought it was actually very cool.
Yes.
It was very on
Alice
theme.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, it's very Alice in Wonderland. I was like, the fact that she was giving and then other people weren't, I'm like, if Demi Moore has given us like this, like, what is everyone else's excuse?
What about Lizzo?
She looked like an intestine. Like, I don't know. She looked like a worm.
She was going for the outside lamp look, I guess.
was it like she meant to be like a candlestick in like Beauty and
the Beast? Yeah, maybe. Like... the candlestick.
That it was horrible. That was absolutely fucking horrible.
What happened? Like, I thought Lizzo was gonna leave Hollywood.
Yeah, she said that she was doing? Leaving, and then she's like, "Oh, I just meant I'm not dealing with the BS. I'm still gonna make music." I'm like, "Of course you are. You've threatened us, and we were happy, and now you have to ruin it."
Anyway.
Taylor Russell. I don't know who this woman is.
Was it the one with the woods?
Yes, but she was wearing Lowy. I don't know that brand.
Mm.
She had a brown wooden top
and like a nice white elegant skirt.
Yes,
it actually looked nice. She was going for, you know, the wooden statue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really happy with that outfit.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was a little
bit different.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Camila Cabello, like she looked good, but for something
like the VMAs.
Yeah, very
much.
You wouldn't
wear that to the Met Gala. I feel like you need more character.
She's just a bit like, I can't stop. Like, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Ooh, I'm like, I can't with that song.
I only heard that song once and I will only listen to it once and once only.
I'm like, God bless her, but like, Sean changed her. I don't know what's happened to her. She's trying to go in her like bad girl era and I'm like, I feel like it doesn't work.
Sean got her off the rails.
Yeah, literally. She dated like a gay man.
Yeah. And now she, God bless. Now apparently she's dating another guy that is Nick, rumored to be gay.
Nick Gazzettini, whatever his name is. You know they're making a second one to his film, Red, White and Royal Blue. They're making a sequel.
I have no idea.
The gays win. But yeah, he just plays gay people, but he is straight, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
We lose that one.
So my favorite outfit out of the whole Met Gala was Kelsea Ballerini.
Yes.
Yeah, she had like a nice coordinated outfit. It was all flowers. It was purple, orange, and pink, like those pastel colors. And it was a dress, and it had a see-through mesh as well in certain parts. And then she had a matching robe jacket over the top.
What was her name?
Kelsea Ballerini. And the colours just looked so well with her blonde hair. Like her complexion, it looked so good.
I probably have seen it, I'm just trying to...
No, I thought I like...
Oh, yes, yeah, Oh, so that was your favourite?
Yeah.
I liked the colours.
With the guy from Outer Banks.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
So that was your favourite, that one?
Yes.
It is very, like, it's very on theme.
Yeah, and maybe because I like lighter outfits.
Yes. He looks like, the partner looks like that Shawn Mendes outfit he wore to the Met Gala, you know, to the American one.
Yeah.
We have this like little, the give and share. But that's what I expected, like people to wear a lot more florals and like, to go over the top.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does look good there. Yeah, it is nice. So who would say your top three would be?
Kelsea Ballerini.
Yep.
If we're doing men as well. Barry Keoghan.
Barry
Keoghan. And, I don't know, who could be my third person? Maybe Mona Patel, that billionaire.
Okay.
Her dress was really nice too. I can show you.
Yeah, show me. I'd say my top three was Kim Kardashian and Taylor. They were number one. I'll draw them. Number two was Ben Simmons. I love that suit. And the coat looked amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll do like... That's amazing, that one.
Yeah. I'm showing him Mona Patel.
Wow, I hadn't seen that. That is cute. She it's almost viral. Like a butterfly.
No one knew who she was because obviously she's not a celebrity.
Yes.
She just paid to be there. But her like, train as well, amazing.
Wow. But see, like the fact that she's given that, like... Oh. And then my third would say, I'd say Demi Moore. I actually really like that. That came as a surprise. And so they're my top three. But yeah, she is cute. God bless her. But yeah, you know what? As you said, I was quite underwhelmed. I wasn't moved. I thought this theme, distress code, would be quite easy. Or would be
that's what I thought.
Easy to at least kind of imagine what you are going to wear. Like some of the themes, you're like, fuck, like, how do I even navigate that?
And I'm like, Kylie Jenner gets invited every year and she gives us nothing.
I know.
She did give us something last year.
Mm.
But this year... It looked really nice, but definitely not for the Met Gala. It's just so boring and basic.
Yeah.
And she had one flower in her hair.
Yeah, one flower.
She's like, well, that's your garden.
But I'm like, come on, like, could you not have, even if you're wearing that dress, could you not have at least had like florals like on it, like even embroidered down the bottom, or give us something?
I thought these things are custom made.
I know. Well, I mean, sometimes they are, most of the time they are, or they're rented or whatever. But that's the thing that annoys me. And that's the one thing you got to give Kim, is that like, at least she always puts effort and she always like wants to go all out for the Met. And I love that. And that reminds us of us when we go to the races, when I'm like, oh, I want to wear the cutest outfit, you know, and like go all out
hours.
For a few hours dying in the heat, you know. But, and shit, judges don't know how to fucking judge, but that's the story for a different time.
They're too personal. Woke now.
Yes,
too woke.
Too woke. If you're not wearing a kilt, you can't win. I'm like, next time I should come off with my thumb cut off, and I'm sure I would win. I'm like, how revolutionary. I'm like, bloody hell. I'm like, this
so
bastard.
Bold and so brilliant.
I know. We love it. I'd wear like the ugliest thing, the most mismatching thing, and they'll be like, that is incredible. I was like, y'all, I was so angry because I was like, I have literally thought of everything. Like, not even, that was my favorite suit, the one that we wore last year. So I was like, is what it is, like, all good. But I was like, in terms of everything coordinating, this is by far the best suit that I've ever put together.
Yes,
like, it really was.
I thought so too. And especially because you were wearing it in the heat.
Yes.
It was bloody hot. We were both wearing that material.
Yeah.
Wearing sweaters.
We're all sweating.
In 35 degree heat.
I know, but that was the thing, and I was like, but these judges weren't even, like, it just annoyed me, because years ago they actually had fashion people in there,
yes,
and I know
they
would at least appreciate,
yeah,
like, the everything
fashion.
Coordinated.
Now they have influencers.
Yeah, that don't understand.
Yeah, and it wasn't just you, they were turning
so
away really good suits.
That green one that we saw, that was incredible, like, so many good suits. I'm like, how the fuck are they not picked? And then yet, like, it's just crazy where I'm like, this is meant to be like, all the finer details matter, right?
Yeah.
Like the way it fits, where it sits, and it's like working in suits and in fashion, I know how it's meant to look. I'm like, y'all are like crazy. And it made me angry for the people who also looked really good,
yes,
who didn't get in. I'm like, what? I'm like, this makes no sense. And it's like, just because he's wearing a kilt, like last year or 2022 when he won, fair enough, I like the top part of his like suit jacket and the kilt, like he
yes.
made it, like it was,
but
actually
he didn't know
unique.
Anything about his outfit. Was that
no.
the same one?
No, that was the year, that was 2019.
Oh, okay.
But I liked his, but this guy who won this year, it was like a kilt, it was like the purple kilt, apparently he won. That
oh,
we saw. But I'm like, that had nothing, like that was
oh,
just
you're
crazy.
Talking about the guy wearing the skirt.
Yeah.
With the jacket was really nice.
Yeah, but the one in 2022 when he's wearing the kilt and he wore like that bright blue suit
yes.
jacket, and he had like the was
that
it the
had,
orange accessories.
That,
like, that was really cute.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that, like, I'm down for that because that was nice.
And that was different.
That was different, but now it's just a joke. But that's a story for another time. Even
See,
though we
I'm
just
a bit
told
fired.
It, I am a bit fired up because I'm like, I don't like injustice, and I'm like, there's so many beautiful suits, and it happens every fucking year. Even like the year I won, remember, I was like so happy. But even like when we went back for the fashion. It was like for the Melbourne Cup, like the ones that they chose, I was like, there are so many other better options here. Like, it annoyed me. I'm like, there are so many, like, there was a maroon suit that I really liked, and there was just, I was annoyed because I'm like, y'all.
It was a disaster. It was horrendous. I never want to go again.
I never want to go again. We'll go again, but I'm retired. Like, I'm not going in again. But
you say that? You said that last
year. Yeah, but last year was my last year because that was like.
Well, you came back out of retirement.
Yeah, for last year. And I was so happy with it. So I have no regrets. But I will go.
We should get Chrissy to go in.
We should get Chrissy to go in. But I'm going, but I want to go to Derby Day. But I want to just dress up and not have a pressure. I just want to actually
yeah.
enjoy the day
and
not
then
feel
they'll
like
be
everything
like,
has to be perfect.
Oh, your outfit is stunning.
I know. I'll be like, fuck off. Like, I've retired. I've won one, so you can all fuck off. Like, I've won Derby Day, so you can all suck
yeah,
my dick.
Yeah, so that's our Met Gala.
That is.
We don't watch any races.
No.
We don't support that.
We don't
stuff.
Support the horses,
but we
go for the fashion.
Fashion.
I know, which is probably bad of us, but I love fashion, and I just wish the fashion was separate from the horses.
Yeah.
Because it's fucked.
It's
like, I don't like
the
races.
We go to all these, like, fashion shows.
Yeah.
But I can never upload my racist photos because I just think people will be offended.
Be offended, yeah. But if you just, do yourself in fashion in the fields, then it's like a pass because it's like fashion on the fields because you're like there for the fashion.
Yeah.
Because like, fuck that. We're not there for horses. I love animals. So I'm like, fuck that. It's bullshit. But anyway, shall we move on to maybe the Dominella of it all?
Oh, all right.
Or should, do you want
the
to talk
Dominella
about
of it all.
Do you want to talk about something else first?
No.
Okay. What am I going to talk about?
Okay, well, I didn't know if you want to talk Pump Rules, or... Vanderpump Rules, or Ballerina.
Oh,
I don't know.
You're Lucky
like,
Dip.
Lucky Dip. Pick one. Okay. I'm like, we'll talk about Jack and Tori. Okay. So Jack and Tori, you know, from Maths, we all know them. They went on Ella and Dom's podcast, like, I don't know, it was like probably a couple of weeks ago, but it came out last week. Anyway, I was like, well, I'm going to listen so I can recap it for my TikTok, you know, so I can tell people what happened on this podcast so they don't have to listen to it
themselves.
Dom
would have loved that.
Oh, she loved it. She absolutely dying.
She actually does. I love how she always just responds to you. There'll be like thousands of comments and she'll only just respond to you in the comments.
I know.
She knows who you are.
She know. I think she just gets annoyed because I've always, since 2022, I've just always called her out on her shit. I'm like, no, well, sweetie, I can see what you're doing. It's like, I really should open a uni for reality TV. So it's like when I saw her come on the block, not on the actual block, but come on the scene, I could see straight through her. And the fact that people were believing the shit that she was spewing, God bless. But I was like, that's the thing. It's like, be yourself. If she went on and just stopped trying to fake it, I'd be like, okay, like, you know, it's like you have Jess from, I always use her as a great example, but you have Jess from season 6 when she had an affair with Dan. It's like,
yes.
People might hate her, but it's like, I could never hate her because she never tried to, like, she was like, yeah, I just wanted Instagram followers to go. Like, she never tried to be someone she wasn't.
Yes.
She was like, yeah, you can all say I'm a bitch. I was doing what I wanted to do.
She never said it was edited.
No.
She wasn't one of those people.
And she wasn't trying to make excuses or whatever on the show, whatever she might have, but like, she was never trying
And I can tell she really did love Dan anyway.
He
probably didn't love her.
No.
But, you know, she was at least real about something.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you're going to be a villain, then go full villain. Like, don't pretend like she pretends like she's a good guy, but, like, she's actually a bully and, like, she comes off very mean. That's what I think. It's like, just own it. Like, you know, I can be an asshole. I admit that I'm an asshole sometimes, but I'm recapping shows. Like, I'm not fucking, you know... Not Jessica Alba, what's her name? I'm not fucking Alan here. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, we're not making cookies. Like, you know what I mean? I'm more like a Wendy Williams type character, you know what I mean? Like, I prefer to say the real shit. Let's talk the real shit. I don't want to talk, you know, the fake shit. But anyway, so they were on the podcast and I was listening and I was so shocked because I remember seeing all these TikToks come up when Maths was airing and all Dom was talking about was talking shit about Jack, how horrible he was. And anyway... Then I'm literally listening to their podcast and they're almost defending everything he's doing. They would be like, oh, you know what? That was really bad of you to say. But then they would be like, oh, but you know what? It's edited. It's not always the way it seems and all this stuff. And then like they were defending him and it really fucking annoyed me because they were defending him
Hold on. Dom said that it's edited.
She said like it was like they can change stuff.
Also, was everything that she said not true?
Exactly. But they said is Olivia a natural villain? It was like that's what they're saying. Not everything's how it seems.
That's what
right?
I mean. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry, Olivia wasn't that bad, huh?
Yeah.
But you made it out to be way worse.
Oh, 100%. I think that. But she has to backpedal. But that's the thing with her is that so if you knew it's all edited and you know it's not how it seems, why did you go on about Jack for 3 months then if that's not how you felt?
Yes.
You know, and it's just like so ingenuine. But anyway, so then they were talking about the muzzle comment and he was like, you know, I shouldn't have said it, but and then fucking Tori chimed in and was like, oh well, I actually said it earlier that night. Or we should put a muzzle on Lauren. And apparently they aired it at the reunion, but they didn't actually air it when they aired it, like the show, like they cut it out. But then they're like, that's where he got it from, like, because she'd already said it or whatever.
Yeah.
But then the whole problem was, it's like, you know, Jack and Tori didn't even come off the most annoying. It was Ella and Dom, because Dom was like, oh, well, you know what? Like, muzzle was fucked. It was a fuck thing to say. But you know what? If you said shut the fuck up, that would have been worse, bro. Like, you know how she speaks. Like, shut the fuck up would have been worse. And she's like, you want a piece of me, bro? Oh, I'm going to get you. Like, that's what she... I'm like, fucking hell. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like,
love that impression.
Yeah, that's my impression. And then Ella's like, I'm a sidekick. That's Ella.
I'm a sidekick.
Oh, God. I don't think Ella even probably has a brain.
I don't think
God
she saw
her.
That coming.
I'm like, well, she's an anti-vax as well, so there you go.
Both of them?
Well, Ella was.
Oh, wow.
She blamed the vaccine for her partner being sick and her best friend has a life condition. And she was saying Abby Chatfield shouldn't talk about the vaccine. And that's problematic because her partner and her best friend are sick because of the vaccine.
Two people out of this whole world.
I know, but I was
anyway,
like,
we're not
given,
here to talk about
no,
vaccines.
We're not here, but they're given each to your own. Do what you want, but yeah. I'm like, it's given Donald Trump now. Like, you're...
you don't need to bring that stuff
that,
up 3-4 years later.
Yeah, to, but she was trying to use it in an argument against the whole topic with
Abby
Chatfield.
Yeah, like you're deflecting
yeah,
from
but
the situation.
I'm like, this is not making you
It's got
better.
Nothing to do with it.
Because most of your audience you listen to are feminists and they're very woke, right?
Yes.
And you're like, that's the audience. And you saying that is yeah. not probably what your audience actually align with. That's fine. Believe whatever you want. I don't care. Like, God bless. But that's just
They used
the
to
truth.
Take advantage of that wokeness and like, you yeah. know, with the whole like naked scandal. Oh,
yeah.
The OnlyFans stuff.
OnlyFans, yeah.
And now, yeah. What do they think they're doing? Obviously, if you bring on Jack.
Jack.
Especially Jack and Tori.
Yeah.
Onto your podcast, obviously, people are not going to be happy.
They're not
going to
be happy.
It looks fake.
It looks fake. And I think
especially
that...
when you were so open about your opinion the whole show.
Whole show, yeah.
So, like, what was your opinion? And has it changed? And because Jack definitely wouldn't have changed.
No, Jack hasn't changed. And that's the thing. It's like... they've gone on this podcast and obviously with, as I said, with the whole muzzle comment, they're saying, oh, you know, shut the fuck up, it's worse. And, you know, like, and then Dom was like, we, on our season, we heard so many more worse things than, you know, than what that was said. And she even said at one point, she was like, oh, I don't even know why they made such a big deal about it. And I was assuming she was applying like the TV
because
show.
That's what Dom would have said to someone.
That's what she would have said.
Put a muzzle on it.
She would have. And then the thing is though, but I'm like, how can you not understand the difference between shut the fuck up and the C word is that it's more vulgar. Like in the language, if you just say yeah. the word muzzle, like if I'm like walking down the street, I'm like muzzle. No one's going to probably look
up.
It's
the context.
It's the context. And it's degrading and sexist to women. So it's like, that's why it makes it worse. And I'm like, these two women claiming to be feminists can't even understand that. It's like, yeah. like blows my mind. I don't understand how you can't
I'm
see
like,
that.
You know, you're talking about a woman that smashed a glass on someone's
on someone.
Almost on someone's head.
And yet she's the one that's traumatized. I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you right now. If someone smashed a glass on me,
and
I'd be coming for him. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be like, you're going to smash a glass. I'm going to look up dirt on you. And you know what? I don't know, but I'm serious. Like, they act as if, like, what Olivia, like, she had no right to be upset. And I'm like, I understand. If someone smashed the glass at me, I'd be pissed off too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I just think anyway.
Yeah.
Like you smash a glass. Like I'm not going to be your best friend. Of course I'm going to be talking shit now. I'm going to be like, you're crazy. You smashed a glass. But you know, each to their own, you know? But yeah, so that happened. And then even with the whale comment, like they were, she was like, oh, she was like laughing about the fact that Tristan was like, that he gave the present. And I'm like, it's fine. But I'm like, this whole thing, she's like, oh, I just don't believe it. Like all this stuff. And Jack said that, on when he walked to the pool that Lauren and I think Sarah was there and that, you know, he made the joke and they laughed and then, but he said there might've been someone at the end of the pool, but he didn't know, couldn't remember.
There might've
so
been.
Yeah. Anyway. And then he said that he went back, that Lauren would have gone back to Tim and they would have hatched this plan to be like, oh, let's say that it was, what is it called? That it was about Tristan. And then they set up this whole plan to take Jack down. And that was the sad thing that they were almost agreeing with, like, everything he was saying.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is so, like y'all are crazy.
He shouldn't have said that comment in the first place.
No, he shouldn't have said
He shouldn't have said any of his comments.
No.
Like, because there were many.
Yeah, many.
You know? You can say that it's edited so much, but you still said those things.
100%. He said those things. And that's the thing. It's like they didn't hold him to the fire and say, well, you know what? Like you did say, you still said those things and you still hurt his feelings. And, you know, you still gave him a fucking, like, what was it? Like a workout voucher or whatever. I'm like, how, in what world, even when he feels bad about himself, why are you giving that to him? Doesn't that make him feel worse? Like, that you could have just apologized. You didn't even need to buy him anything.
Yeah.
You could just apologize and move on and, you know, try and recover from that comment. But the fact that they were trying to, like, it was crazy. And the whole thing, Jack and Tori aren't going to go on a podcast if people aren't, like, they're going to have to suck up their asses.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's a bad look for, what do you call her, Bella? What's her name? Dom and Ella. Because, like, they're feminists, right? And they're having this man, and especially everything going on. And that's what Abby Chatfield said in the Instagram comments. Like, you know, all this stuff going on with, you know, domestic violence and all this hate towards women and people being scared, all these women being scared to go out, you know, not knowing if they're going to be attacked and all this stuff. And you're going to have this man and you're going to sit there and defend comments about fucking like muzzle your woman and almost say that, oh, Sarah wasn't, you know, touched or whatever. And, you know, they were like, oh, we don't want to touch that, but they didn't believe her. And listen, whatever happened, happened. No one knows. But it's like, the thing is, it's like they're going on there saying all this, but then they claim to be feminists. I'm like, in what world are you feminists and girls if you're sitting on here? And the thing is, they got caught up. Now I'm pissed off because they had the same thing about Harrison, where they had him on last year.
I was just about to say, they also were the only ones that brought Harrison on.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes completely against their values.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand where they're coming from.
It's for clicks and likes.
Yeah,
views.
But it's gonna it's gonna make them look bad.
Yeah, and I think it caught up to them this time because the thing is, it's like, if So Dramatic, I like So Dramatic, right? I like her podcast. I like Megan Petretto. Yeah,
she's informative.
She's informative. But the thing is, the difference is, it's like, she is not putting her life out there. She is reporting, just like me, we talk about reality TV, pop culture, whatever. That's their thing. They are talking about their life on the podcast. It's their personality.
Yes.
Like, it's not her personality on, like, it's like her personality, but it's not her life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She's befriending these people.
Yeah, but she's also here to talk about reality TV, interview them, all that stuff. And that's the whole thing. And now fucking Dom's coming after Bronte. Like, she was in my comments being like, oh, well, Bronte didn't own any of her behavior. I'm like, what does Bronte have to fucking own? Harrison was a dickhead. Like, you know, sometimes people cringe on these shows. Yeah, sure. But I love Bronte. And you know what? The thing is, it's like, but she didn't say anything fucking bad to him. She wasn't being sexist or like, what the fuck does she have to do to apologize to anyone? Or like, it just boggles my mind that Dom and Ella, I'm more shocked than Ella because she's on her Facebook page defending it, you know, taking anyone who mentions me or mentions my video, they delete the
That's the funniest thing.
They're silencing me.
I'm like, I don't even go on Facebook, but I just think it's so hilarious. I want to join this group.
I know. I'm
going to mention you. I'll probably get deleted straight away.
You're disgusting. They'll come after you. They'll be like, you're death to all of you. Like,
they're going to see your face on this podcast and be like, no, I'm not having it.
No, he's dead to me. But listen, I was more, as I said, I'm more shocked than Ella just because, like, seeing her, as I said, like, defending the comments about Jack with the whales, like, all of that. Like, she's, like, in the comments, she's defending. I was like, because I always liked Ella. I'm like, oh, like, this is...
Oh, like, yeah, this is not it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not it. It's very, it's icky, it's yucky, it's just not the moment. And no, it really isn't. But I'm like, where are your managers? Like, where's your management? Why are they even telling you? Why are you fighting with people in my fucking comments and now talking about Olivia?
Rogue.
Like, yeah, Rachel goes rogue. But I'm like, where are you? Like, wouldn't they have said, like, you know what? And like, don't say anything else. Like, even if you don't believe, even if you think you're right, this is a bad look for you guys. Stop it. And the thing is that, as someone said on their Instagram, where they're getting all this hate and people are pissed off and they're like, we're putting them in the blacklist or we're blocking them or whatever. But one person said, it's like, you're getting all this hate, yet you're still posting videos of this podcast that you've done with Jack and Tori, but yet everyone's telling you how upset they are, but they're still continuing to post about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they've done like 5 fucking posts about it.
Yeah.
And then on their podcast Facebook group, they're like, oh, we've done so many numbers, it's done really well. That's all they care about. I'm like, so embarrassing.
It's because they don't care. They don't care anymore.
They care.
It wouldn't really matter if, say, you had Jack as a guest on here.
No.
But it's because they're so, you know, they're big feminists and they make sure everyone knows that.
Exactly.
That's why it doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right. And listen, I support women, I love women, and women are my favorite type of people in the world. They're so much better than fucking men. I love them. You know me, my favorite is a 40-year-old housewife. You know, that's my niche.
Yep.
That's my stand. Fergie is my second mum. I love her. But nah, even in real life, I trust women so much more. I can connect. Men, I just do not trust. I'm like, you know, I open up to women. Yeah, they're fucking dogs. But they're pigs and they're not good. Including myself, no. But that's the thing. It's like, but it would still be hypocritical if I had Jack, you know, on my TikTok and I was dancing with him or doing some bullshit shit. You know what I mean? It's like, if I was to interview him, Like, of course, I understand that you're not going to be rude to him, right? You're not going to be like, oh, fuck off, Lord. Yeah. But
you don't agree with what he's saying.
Yeah, but you can do like Nick Viall, like when he interviews Tom Sandoval. Like, he's still hard and to the point.
Yeah, where, he's like, why did you do this? Why did you do this?
Yeah.
Not be like, oh, yeah, I get it. I'm like, yeah, they're over-exaggerating and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? I don't know. This whole situation's like icky, but you know what? I hope they learn from it, because I'm sure next week everyone will forgive him and everyone will love him again. So God bless. But you know what?
And the show's over, so yeah, who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge?
The show's over, we need to all move on.
I know. But you know what? This is the thing, they're having the interviews. Next week, I think they have Eden on their podcast, and then the week after, they have Jaden and...
They better be nice to Eden. Jaden
Ridge.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure the Eden podcast will just... I love Eden, but I'm sure that fucking Ella will just be going on about, oh, Mitch is this, like... It's going to be like, let's talk shit about Mitch. I mean, I'm here for it.
I know they're going to ask about the Lauren situation.
Yes, oh, of course. Oh, yes. But I hope so. But that's what I'm here for. Too. They didn't ask Jack anything. Like, they didn't ask Jack. Like, they didn't go into depth of, like, why do you have so many friends? Like,
said to them, oh, I'm only going on if you don't ask these questions.
I know, but it's like, fucking ask him. It's like, he's there now, and then if he walks out, that's still a good podcast. You know what I mean? It's like, fucking do it. They didn't ask, Tori, why did your mum want to bang Jack? I want to know all the tea. I'm like, seriously. You know, they might walk out, but hey, like, give us the content. Like, yeah. Don't be fake. But yeah, so that's what happened with them. You know, I hope it's a learning lesson for them. You know, I'm here to teach you guys. You know, Dom and Ella, if you want to come on the podcast, tell us your side. You're definitely not welcome. So the first guest in history, I'm like, not happening. Not welcome. Not authentic for me to have you here. And you know what? Before you're like, oh, I want to come. You're not invited. Let's move on. Let's talk about... Vanderpump Rules, the finale. Oh, we got so.
Oh my gosh.
We've been ranting like so much.
That was a good episode.
That was a good episode.
That was a extended 52-minute version.
52, yeah, you know.
Taylor's version. I loved that episode. We had a bit of Brock dancing. What was that dance, man?
I know, that was
I kept going back to it, and I was just laughing this whole week.
I know, it was like...
When I needed a pick-me-up, you know, I'll just go on TikTok, Brock dancing.
You're feeling shit, but Brock brings you the happiness that you need,
it's
right?
It's funnier, like, seeing him from behind, because it looks like he's not dancing to anybody, but when I saw the other...
It's like Ali's TikTok, yeah, I saw Ali's TikTok Snapchat or whatever it was.
He's dancing to them, I'm like, oh, that's not as funny.
No, it's not as funny. It just seemed like he was dancing, and he, like, the way he moves is so, like, robotic.
It's like Despicable Me.
And the suit is like, I'm like, who dressed you? I'm like, please.
I know. They were all in gold, though. That was the theme.
I know. That was the theme, but like...
Did you notice that everyone from this season was at that event?
I heard. Yeah, everyone was there.
Even the girl that he went on a date with, Billy Lee's friend, was there.
Oh, she was there.
Kristen was there.
I did see Kristen.
Yeah, she was in the background when that guy was throwing the drinks on Sandoval and the security.
And she was like, oh my God, should we talk about that guy? Because that was an extended
version. So yeah, I didn't even see there was an extended version at the start, because I must have watched it really early on the Wednesday. So when you sent me a voicemail, you're like, it was funny when that guy sent through the drink.
You're like, what?
I was thinking, what? Did I miss it? I had to go back and rewatch it, and then I saw it.
Yes.
Yes. That was amazing. When I saw the behind the scenes months ago, I thought it was directed at Sandoval.
Yes.
So this guy just randomly wanted to be on TV, I thought. And
was attacking him.
Just attacked him. But it seems like he was, the security were trying to get this guy out of the VIP section.
Yeah.
And because he was annoying the cast.
The cast.
And he threw a drink at security, tried to hit him, and then Sandoval got involved. For no reason.
To look like the good guy.
To look like the hero.
Yeah.
He was trying to convince Sheena that he's a good guy.
He's a good man. He was a nice man, but I don't believe it. No, but yeah, that was like, I would be embarrassed if I was him. Like, the way he was like running, like, yeah, away, like, when he was
15
like,
minutes of
room. I know, but I'm like, why would you do that? Like, it's really embarrassing. Like, if you're getting paid, if I'm on the cast, okay. But
don't,
like,
you reckon that guy looks like...
remember we all thought it was James when it first, like, got leaked? Like, first, like, hour came out, we're like, it's James, and everyone's like, no, it's not
James. James is so mellow. He was hardly on that.
Yeah, I know. He was just, like, living his life.
What's that show? It's, like, those country people from Georgia, and it's like...
Honey Boo Boo.
No, but that guy that threw the drink, he looks exactly like the dad that everyone thinks is gay.
I know who you're talking about. The Kersleys or the...
Chrisleys.
Todd Chrisley? Yeah.
Is something like
that. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, no, he looks like him.
He did. I just, like, as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know
I think
that,
it's Todd. He's in jail. That,
yeah, I was like, yeah. And the wife as well.
Oh, the wife's in jail.
They're
too.
Both in jail.
So it's some like mortgage fraud. Isn't that crazy? It's like Teresa. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, oh.
Anyway,
he's probably loving the drop in the prison.
He's got a stunt double outside prison. Maybe it is him and he stunt doubles in prison.
He's like, it's like just gotta like
still trying to get on TV.
Yeah, he's got to. He's got to, right?
Anyway, I thought that was a good touch to the episode.
It was.
So they were still in San Francisco, obviously. Yes. What else happened at the start of the episode?
Let's start off. So we had the scene where they went out for brunch or breakfast and then,
that annoyed me.
I will say, I do like Dan. I think he seems like a really nice guy. Like, he looks fucking
nothing
so good
wrong with
for
him.
40. I reckon he
is
looks...
Is he 40?
Yeah. He looks so good for
but
40.
40 is like the new 20 now.
It is, but he looks young. Like he doesn't look 40. Like he doesn't seem 40. Like he seems younger.
A lot of 40-year-olds these days don't seem that old.
No, true. Very true. Very true. I'll agree with you on that one, Bella. But then they were out for dinner or whatever, you know. And then fucking, what was it? Schwartz was like, oh, you know, Tom Sandoval did a trash thing. And then you have... What's her name? Ariana ripping into him like, if you want a seat on this table, you've got to like, you can't be saying shit like that. A trash thing. He's a trash person. I'm like, oh my, like the way she was so angry.
Over him just saying that he did a trash thing. She's like, excuse me, he is a trash person. It's like the road rage incident this morning. Why are you getting angry over the littlest thing?
But then she doesn't get angry. Later on in the episode when Sheena was like, oh, I want to be friends with Tom.
That's what I mean. I was just about
that,
to say.
But she gets angry at Tom Schwartz.
Did she not just say to Sheena later on in the same episode?
Yeah.
Same, like, it would have been within the same couple of days that they were filming. She said, I have never once given that impression to them that I wouldn't be friends with Sheena if she wanted to be friends with Sandoval. And then I love how they flash back to at least three times... Ariana saying to people that she will not be friends with someone who's friends with Sandoval.
Yeah, I know. And she said it so many times.
They held her accountable. That's good.
And but the one thing I do agree with her is like she... Like the one person she should be annoyed at is Sheena. Like I understand because that actually is her best friend. Out of any of the cast, that's the only person that actually should have her back. Not even Katie, like because they weren't even that close before, right? No one else. If they want to be friends with Tom Sandoval, they can. Even though Tom Sandoval is manipulative or whatever, right? I don't like him. He's annoying, right? It's not my cup of tea.
No, he's but a narcissist.
He's obviously a narcissist.
His eyes are so scary.
Yeah, he is scary. He's got like, I don't know. He's just, it's an ick. But the thing is, it's like, and then I was laughing when Sheena, when Tom got like, she's like, did you buy the whole, did you pay for the band to come here for me? I was like laughing. I was like, and she's like, yeah. I'm like, babe, like he's so manipulating you right now, but like, whatever. Go off.
Yeah, why not?
It was so obvious. And then what about when she's like, I had a dream, I'm joining the band. Oh, no, you fucking didn't. You're just wanting them to put him in a position that she's joining the band. I'm like...
I was thinking, I'm like, they're probably like, oh, no, this was just a once-off thing. And now we're stuck with her.
Yeah, I know. They're like, fuck, we don't want Sheena Marie, Sheena Shea up in the mix. But yeah, episode done, though.
Yeah, don't. But yeah, and then during that same brunch... I know Brock stood up for Sheena.
Yes.
And then Ariana got angry at Brock.
Yeah.
And then Katie got angry at Brock.
Oh, Katie.
But they didn't get angry at Sheena. So I don't...
No.
I didn't understand that
when
dynamic.
Sheena's the one fucking actually being like snaky and she's the one... It's like... But Brock actually was Ariana's friend. So I understand that. Like that makes sense. But no one's angry at her.
Yeah.
She didn't even get angry. Katie didn't even get angry at Sheena for kissing Tom Schwartz, but she gets angry at Joe. I'm like, when Joe did nothing and the way she treated Joe. Yeah, we're going to get into that. The way fucking Katie treated Joe, I was disgusted. She is a bully. She's a mean girl and she has a really bad haircut and I will not forgive her for that. And you know what? I liked her for a couple of minutes early on in the season, but now I've got my senses back. I'm like, no one ever liked
every
Katie
time
for 10 years.
And every
now
time
love
I have a smidge of, you know, empathy for Katie,
she throws it away.
She throws it away when she has to be a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, I'm never going to love this girl.
No, but she is rude. Like, that's the thing.
She's just very, like, but she, I swear she was never like that at the start of the start of Vanderpump Rules. She was never that hatred.
No, she's bitter. She's really bitter now.
She's gotten so bitter.
Yeah, so bitter. But don't you find it interesting that in season one, when Stassi and the whole Jax stuff was going on, and Jax cheated on Stassi, no one believed her, and then Katie and Kristen chose Jax and stopped being friends with Stassi because they thought she was being crazy and were angry at her. And I'm like, well, weren't you just saying, Katie, that we stick with girls and you sit? I'm like, no, you only are sticking with Ariana because you don't like Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
Like, if it was someone else, then you would have, like, not cared. You know what I mean? But the way she spoke to Joe and called her weird, I was like...
So Joe actually came... Joe didn't have to apologize to Katie, but she wanted to because... She didn't want to... She's not that sort of person to have conflict with anybody. So she wanted to make it right. And she just... Obviously, Joe was scared. And it came out like, oh, I'm sorry if I hurt you. And Katie can't even accept an apology. She's just like, if. If. There's no if.
Mm. And did you feel... I felt bad for her because I feel like... Tom Schwartz set the whole thing up. He's like, you should have a conversation.
Yeah, I know.
And so he put her in there.
I was angry at Schwartz as well.
He made her, like, he's the one doing it. And I hope at the reunion they see, like, she actually isn't the problem. Like, they did have a relationship. And so what if she texts her saying, you know, like, sorry about the divorce. Like, they weren't even close. She's, and knowing Joe, like, on the, she just seems like such a nice person. And it's like, why is she so, like, she was so angry at Raquel. She was so angry at Joe, but yet, her friend Sheena can kiss Tom Schwartz 10 years ago. Oh, maybe because it was 10 years ago. That's why it doesn't count.
Yeah,
but
remember,
I'm like, she didn't care. She was like, all right. Like, I'm like, but you, like, the viciousness of her attacking Joe.
Yeah.
And the way she, same last finale where, like, she was going after Raquel and that mum was getting involved. I'm like, stay out of it, buddy.
I know.
But, like, the viciousness is so crazy and yet people just accept it. And it's like, it's actually really like, it's not okay. And it's actually really like, you could see Joe was actually upset. Like, not like faking upset, like she was upset. Like, she probably hasn't been in environments like that.
Mm.
And I do hope that Katie can look back and see not the reunion. I doubt she will. But yeah.
I just think more people need to be on Joe's side.
And then what about Ariana? Did you see that when she was sitting there? She's like, why do I keep bringing people around? She doesn't want to be around. I'm like, she hasn't interacted with fucking Joe once, like, this whole season. Like, she hasn't been forced to be around her at all.
This is the first time, like, other than that DJ event that James had.
But they still didn't interact, did they?
No, they would have said, like, Joe said hi to him and obviously Katie ignored her.
Yeah. But that's it.
That's the sort of person Katie is. She's no, like, I would be scared to meet her. I would never say hi to her.
I know. I would be scared. I'd be like, you know what? I'll shake your hand for because you're on a reality show I like. But that's as far as it goes, Bella. I'm like,
I'm not getting a photo.
No, I'm not getting.
We're
a
not
photo.
Gonna, you know, braid each other's hairs. We're not gonna.
We'll ask her to take a photo of us.
Yeah.
We're like, hey babe, can you take a photo? Not of you. I'm like,
are you able to get a photo of us?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Which side do you want to stand on?
No, not of you. Are you known? I thought you were just a Karen. She's like, you boss.
We
should get a photo with her. Team Rachel, Team Josh.
Yeah, we'll do a video like, all right, say Team Rachel.
She'll be like, you're a bastard. She'll be like, you can rot in hell. Like, she'll be so angry. She'll put a spell on us. I'm like, well.
Yeah,
she'll
probably curse us.
I know, I
in
can't.
In our little lab dungeon.
Well, shall we talk about the Ariana of it all and this whole
reality
show thing about filming, not filming. I think it's unfair. I see it like, this is a show. This is a job.
This is not real life.
This is real life. Not real life, sorry.
Ariana might see it as real life, but once you sign that contract for Vanderpump Rules, what do you expect? You're going to sign that contract and it means you're going to have conversations you don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like, we don't want to see a reality show about you opening a bloody sandwich shop.
No one wants to see that.
Oh, my God.
It's opening on May 22nd, apparently. Good luck. good luck, balance.
Nah, it will be open for 2 days and they'll close it again.
I know, they'll be like, permits. I'm like, stop it, you're lying. But that's the thing. It's like, okay, so if you went to work and just sat there and didn't do anything, you'd be fired. Like, that's what I don't understand. It's like,
this is their job.
That's their job. And you know what? I think it's bullshit because you have producers there who are trying to do their job and she won't budge. And this is the whole thing that's going on right now with, like, Bravo, is that it happened on The Real Housewives of Potomac. They didn't want to all, like, they were all standing their ground, so they weren't interacting. Same with Jersey. You have Teresa and Melissa. Teresa's refusing to film with Melissa.
Yeah.
And it's like, it can't, these shows can't work like that. Like, you can have a season where, say, if they fought in the season, but then they just don't want to interact for that rest of the season.
Yeah.
But then, like,
they have to come back for the
reunion. They come back and then they move on, whatever. Like, they don't have to be best friends or whatever, right? Yeah. But it's like, you can't have a show where they will not interact. And it's just so strange because we're in a world where this scandal blew up and then producers are trying to tiptoe around her because obviously they wanted the story. But if she comes back for another season, they're not going to sit there and say, well, we're okay with it. They're going to be, the scandal vault's over, the juice is done. If you're going to be here, you have to interact.
A good example of this is Raquel. Raquel went through all that hell and still showed up to the reunion because that was in her contract.
Yes, yeah.
And so she didn't come back because that was her choice. She didn't sign that contract to come do this season.
She didn't want
to
be part of it.
Which is fair enough. Ariana could have done the exact same thing.
As Katie said, if she wants to keep her peace, then do it. I'm like, well, she wanted to keep her peace. Why did she sign
the contract?
Because she knows you're going to have to film with him.
And I'm sorry, but if she, you know, now that Ariana, well, I don't know if she'll leave. They'll probably cancel the show.
Mm.
You know, if Ariana doesn't sign that contract, she's not going to be relevant in 2 years' time.
No, but she never was. Like, this is the thing. Like, I never had, like, a problem with her before, but if she had left in season 8 or 9, no one would have even batted an eyelid. No, she was just lucky.
No one will care in 2 years' time. No one's going to care about Ariana.
No, they won't. And that's the thing. And it's like, God bless her. But I'm like, the way she's acting like such a diva and doesn't want to film with him, it's like, well, I'm sorry, but you've signed this show. And the same people who are supporting her keep saying how horrible the season is. And I'm like, yeah, but that, like, you're saying how horrible it is, it's because of Ariana, because she has this leash on everyone. Like, instead of even being angry at Sheena and giving us a good storyline, being like, you know what, Sheena, like, you're meant to be my friend, stand up for me, and like, you know, doing all this stuff, it's like, no, she won't even do that. And people are like, well, she did interact with Tom. I'm like, no, she fucking didn't. She yelled at him and said, don't speak to me. And I'm like, that's the thing. It's like, even if she was just yelling at him every scene she was with, I'm like, that's still better than walking away every scene. Like, she has to, you have to interact. Like, then don't show up. Because in real life, this was an office job and your partner did this to you, right? You would have to go to work or you would ask to be transferred. Like, you wouldn't, your work isn't going to be like, oh, well, you know what? Your husband banged someone else. You know what? Like, you can come to work, but you can't interact with your boss now, or you're not going to do it. Like, okay, they might for a week be like, okay, like, you know, take some time, whatever. We'll transfer you. Then that's fine. But if not, if you're going to stay in that environment, they're not going to sit there and be like, oh, that's okay. And
it was her choice at the end of the day.
It was her choice.
To come back. And you know what that involves.
100%. And in real life, it makes sense. In real life, I'm like, I understand why you wouldn't want
to
be.
In real life, we're on her side. Like, I wouldn't want to talk to him either.
No, understandable.
And then I'd understand, like, you don't want your friends to be friends with him either.
100%.
But this is not real life.
No. And I think
so. The whole world, this is a TV show. We want entertainment. We don't care about love. We don't care about peace.
No,
we want to see people scream at each other.
This is drama, and you know what? It's like they're saying we want the reality of it all. Well, this is not the reality because they wouldn't even be in the same room. So it's like they're not interacting, but they wouldn't even be in that room. So it's like this is just bullshit. Like, and the thing is with me is just like that. It's unfair because it's like Katie and her are trying to act like it's completely reality. And so it's making everybody else look bad because like Lala and all that stuff where I'm like, the hate Lala's getting right now. I'm like, she should have got it last year, which is going after Rachel.
Why are we never on like the same side as the other people?
I know, it's frustrating.
Majority, we're always on the minority side.
I know.
I love Lala. Last year I was like, I hate Lala.
And then everyone was like, go her. And I was like, she should have been getting this hate last year. I'm like,
it's never at the right time, is it?
No.
No, but I do love Lala this season. She's big in my books right now.
Yeah.
But I completely agreed with everything Lala said, you know, in her one-on-one interviews as well. I don't think Ariana and Tom were authentic about they weren't truthful about their relationship.
No.
The whole time they were dating each other.
Yeah.
And
what you this is the first time that you're open about something that happens to you, and you're seen as like a god.
Yeah.
And now you don't want to open up again. Like, that's your job.
She was right. Everything Lala said was 100% correct. And even when she was like, they haven't been open about their relationship, only when the affair came out was when they were open.
And that's
like,
when you 100%. Took all your opportunities.
Yeah.
And now you're going to just leave.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Where everyone else has to open up and everyone else is trying to make a good show and that's everyone else's paycheck. And because you're the god and the fans love you and, you know, so I'm not going to do this. Yeah, but it's like you're fucking everything up. You shouldn't be here because we've never been in a situation where that storyline was so big. That's only everything they were talking about. Could you imagine if it was like Erica Jane when like that whole scandal broke and then she was like, you know, with
that,
and then well, I'm not gonna film
anymore.
Yeah,
she needed to have a redemption, right?
Yeah, but like we would never had any of those
iconic scenes
what
did at the reunion as well. She actually showed up, even though she had been being threatened to unalive herself and everything like that.
I know.
It's just ridiculous.
But yeah, no. Lala
is
a beautiful soul this season.
Yeah, she's a beautiful soul. We do like her. I keep doing the hurt and like, I've never seen a person become God just because they were cheated on.
Yeah.
Like,
and then.
It. That's like us, you know, when we're drunk and I'm like, I'm ranting about something. Yeah. That's like, I'm like, this is.
And
they live in the same house.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, you don't want to be in the same room as him, but you live under the same roof.
Isn't that crazy?
You don't want to go away on vacation to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Because you have to share a cabin with Tom Sandoval, but you're living under the same roof.
Yeah.
24/7. And like,
and then
I get it. Like, you have to, it's to do with the house and the rights and stuff. Obviously, Sandoval should probably move out, but still.
If he doesn't like,
still, it's
like, I get it. But it's like, yeah, like if he was a decent guy, he probably wouldn't have moved out.
But he's not a decent guy.
No, but it's like if she wanted to keep her peace, like she keeps claiming, it's not like, oh, well, I feel like she feels like it's losing if she leaves. I'm like, well, now she's left. Good for you. But I don't know.
How do you lose your rights? That's what I don't understand. How do you lose your rights if one of you moves out? Like, you still own that house.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
I feel like they just feel like they're losing, like, the other person won or whatever. But if he really wants to keep that house, it's like, I know she doesn't want to do him any favors, but she should be like, fuck it, I don't want to be here. If he wants to keep this house, cool, whatever, I'm gonna live my life with my boyfriend with his luscious hair and move on.
Beautiful Dan.
But
you know what, I don't like the hate towards Lala at the moment, because everyone keeps saying the same stuff, and it's like, oh, how about we get Randall? What if Lala had to film with Randall?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, obviously, Randall's not an OG. He was never on the show. No. He was just a boyfriend.
Yeah.
For like one or two seasons.
Yeah.
And second of all, she would. She understands. She's like the only person there that understands that you have to be open with stuff.
Open, yeah.
If that's her job, then she's going to have a conversation with him on camera. Yeah. But he's not a cast member, so why?
No. And
it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And that's the thing. It's like, if Tom Sandoval wasn't here, then okay. Then it would be fine, right? But he is here. And that's the thing. I agree. If he was there, she would be able to film with him. And I know people like, well, she said no one can talk to Thingamabob, to Randall. But I'm like, yeah, but he wasn't on the show. So it's easier to be like, you don't talk to him, like, you can't, like, because there's no implications for the reality. Yeah. Like, it's not like you're filming with him.
Yeah, and
so
everyone
really
keeps
different.
Saying, like, she had a meeting with everyone to say you can't hang out with Randall anymore. That's because
that's real life
because he's not on the show.
Exactly. This is not, like, it's like, yes, they're living their lives on the show, but it's like, you have to interact. And it's like, you don't have to like him. You can yell at him every time you want to see him and tell him he's a dickhead or whatever. We'll still call you bitter and we'll move on. But at least you're giving something. At least you're doing something and incorporating for
the
show.
And everyone is saying Lala is having her baby through IVF for a storyline.
I'm like, no, she isn't. That's fucked
up. And she's trying to get onto the valley.
They would let her on the valley. Anyway, they would let her on there.
Yeah, no, they would let her on. Anyway, so she's got a child.
Like, she's not having a kid so she can make it a storyline. Like, it's jokey.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
People are...
I love her. If it was last year, I would be like, yeah, she fucking is. But now I'm like,
no. No one is that insane to have a whole child to look after on your own.
On your own. Like, she obviously, you can tell by when she wants, like, she wants it. You can tell she wants it.
It's because the reason behind it was... because she wanted that child all to herself. And everyone took it as that she wanted to have another child so she could film that child.
Yeah, but who can, no one even wants to see kids on the show anyway.
No, like, go and to they're the hardly seen anyway.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, God bless, but, like, that's boring. Like, I don't want to see kids, like, they're boring. Like, God, you know, they're not interesting. You know, that doesn't make for good TV. It's like it's filler TV, you know what I mean? It's like a cut scene or whatever. Yeah. But doesn't matter how many housewives, even Sutton couldn't show her kids for how many years on the show or whatever. Or Brandy Glamour couldn't show her kids the whole time she was on the show. Yeah. Didn't fucking stop anything. She still had a storyline. it's just stupid that people say that. But you know what? What about the Valley?
Yeah.
I actually was on, like, even though Kristen annoys me, I was like, so we had Janet and Michelle.
Yeah.
Not invite her to
the baby shower.
To the baby shower. Oh no, what they invited? No, they didn't go to. Sorry, before that, they didn't go to Nia's event. Yes. To the what was it? The self defense class.
Yes, the self defense.
And I was like, girls, like, fucking show up. Like, this is dramatic. You aren't like. Yeah, why are you not?
You have to do something for your friend. You're the friend that you care about. You need to show up for them.
Yeah.
The fact that you know that you're free that day and you choose not to go because of one other person.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's like the Ariana thing again.
I know, it's like the Ariana thing again. But then I love how Kate's like, well, I'm not going to extend the fucking invitation on my fair. And then they're like, they don't invite her to the...
The baby shower.
And I fucking love how Zach's crying.
Zach's always trying to play the victim here. He's like, he's like, don't worry, you're not the only one to be uninvited.
I know.
Before Jax had even let that come out of his mouth.
I know, and he's like crying. And but I tell you what I fucking hate. I'm like, I hate when people are like that, when they're like, oh, we're only going to invite couples. I'm like, oh, it's like, seriously. But like, why leave someone out just because they don't have a partner? But like,
did they invite that Jasmine girl?
Yeah, it'll be a good point. Because if they invite her...
That's what I was thinking, because Zach was crying, but they didn't say anything about Jasmine.
I feel like they invited her. But it's like, that's fucking rude to not invite someone just because they don't have a partner. Baby shower,
like, everyone gets invited. It doesn't matter if you're a couple. It's if you're friends.
It's like, they're trying to use that as an excuse, I feel, just not to have...
Couples.
But it's like, why can't he go? And it's like, one thing if you're going out with one other couple because you want dinner or whatever, doing couples night just between a couple of you. But it's like, if you're going away, like, why... can't, and you're inviting everyone, what, someone can't go because they don't have a couple, they don't have a partner? That's fucking rude.
Yeah, it is rude.
I don't appreciate that. I was like,
poor Zach.
Poor Zach crying. And then Kristen was like,
I actually agreed with Jax as well.
What did he say?
When Jax was like, Jax said he graduated third grade years ago. I don't get this whole uninviting, not inviting Kristen stuff.
Yes.
It's just childish.
That is true. It is childish. I'll try and look on my notes and see if there's anything else.
You know what that always makes me laugh? Is they'll show a scene of, like, Brittany in her house. And she's just, like, on the phone. And then they'll just take a shot of the dog and it'll be, like, Jackson Brittany's dog. And I was like, thanks.
Thanks.
Like, who else's dog is it going to be?
It's going to be someone else.
They're the only one in the house.
Is it Meemaw's? Meemaw.
Meemaw.
Oh, like, I love her.
Meemaw.
And what about fucking, she was eating fucking shit. Or what about when Kristen said Kristen was like, I'm a peacemaker or whatever. I'm like,
Kristen? Oh, yeah, that was
like,
funny.
That's a bit further than
I'm like, that's, I don't know about that.
I'm like, definitely not a peacemaker, babe. But
like, I'll agree with you on the other thing, but not that.
Not that. But also, I tell you what was awkward. What about, I tell you what I found cringe when they were doing the, like, threesome thing. I'm like, isn't that really cringe?
Oh, that was funny.
I'd feel uncomfortable. It was good TV, but I'm like, it was,
That game.
Yeah, and then I left her knees, like, don't answer. I'm like, oh, I want him to answer now, because I'm like, now I know.
I think that Danny guy is scared of Neil.
Yeah,
I feel like his own wife.
Yeah.
I feel like, he knows that she would get offended or she'd get upset over anything he did. She cried when Jax pulled down his pants.
No, was that, no, that was Michelle, wasn't it? Or was that Nia?
No, that was Nia.
Oh, that was Nia.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like...
Remember, Jax came up behind Danny and Danny wasn't wearing any underwear.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And he pulled down his jocks.
His jocks, yeah, that's right. Oh my God. That's crazy. Yeah, I thought the threesome thing was like... And then when they all wanted to sleep with Jasmine. Was it, which couple? It was,
Jackson, Brittany.
Yeah.
And Brittany wasn't even there and Zach was playing as Brittany.
Yeah, that's right.
I love how Zach did a good job. But it was Jackson, Brittany. And I was like, oh, that's bringing me back Faith vibes. Jackson, Faith vibes.
I know, but like, road.
Because, Jasmine reminds me of Faith.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They kind of have the same, like, personality. Like, the same, like, that chill energy.
Yeah. Like, or ready to stir the pot. Like, ready to reveal something.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. That same, like, ready to reveal the teeth. I get what you mean. What I was going to say, what about when Kristen was eating the lizard food? I was like, ew. She was, like, eating off the same stick. It was, like, licking.
Ew, I don't remember that.
It was at the start. He had, like, the little gecko. And she was on the poster. And she licked the same thing. But yeah, so that was pretty much the Valley. Before we wrap up, I do want to talk some Beverly Hills news before we finish. So they started filming yesterday. They had like a Met Gala type. They look fucking horrendous, but it was like a quirky kind of party. So we do have the cast now. So they're still trying to finalize it. So we have Sutton.
They don't have the whole cast yet.
They have the whole cast, but we're still trying to work out who's who. So Sutton's back, Garcelle's back, Erica is back, Kyle is back, Dorit is back, and obviously, Dorit and PK announced that they're separating this week. So they're divorcing. They're separating.
Ah.
Because a week ago, they said if she doesn't come clean about it, she's not getting the diamond back. Now, you know, conveniently.
So she's announced it now.
Yeah, so they're separating. And then...
what is she going to do?
I don't know. I guess we'll
see. She's still going to be rich?
I don't know. Hopefully. She could just marry someone else. That would be great. I want her to marry like someone.
Marry who?
Like Muhammad or something.
Do you reckon she'll move on quick?
I feel like they will. I feel like...
They usually do.
And this will be the first time that no one's married now on Beverly Hills. No one has a husband.
Kyle really?
Has a husband. Dorit doesn't. Sutton. Erica. Sutton's single. No one has... Garcelle.
Everyone is single. Yeah. Maybe that's
if you look
why.
Back 3-4 years ago, all of them
had all like of them were married.
Husbands. But yeah,
that's
so,
what reality TV does to you. It does. You always end up broken
end up,
divorced.
You know.
Single, prison.
Alone. You know. Yeah. Cold. And then so we have the new housewife, so it is Bazuma, St. John's.
Bazuma.
So that's she's the name. Yeah, she's really cool. But she was the marketing chief. She was head of marketing for Netflix.
Oh, that's for that woman you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So she's in it. So she but she's very intelligent. That's what I'm fucking loving. So she's I think it's really good to have to have someone who's actually like smart and it's good. I don't know. I feel like it's good to show people like, you know, women
who actually work hard.
Yeah, like not just like someone's husband. You know what I mean? Like she's independent
so,
and she works
hard.
Wait,
hold on. Oh, I was going to say, Lisa Rinna's not in it.
No, Lisa Rinna's not there. Kathy Hilton is back. She was filming with them.
She's married.
She's married, but she's not like the new housewives married as well, but those original ones. But so she's back. She's going to be a friend. Apparently, Jennifer Tilly is going to be a friend. She's that, she was on Chucky. She's like Sutton's friend. She's like quirky.
That nails it down.
And then there's another woman called Amanda, who apparently is going to be a housewife, or Eva LaRue, who was the one on CSI Miami or something like that. But they were filming, so they're back. So I'm glad that Kathy Hilton is actually going to be on it this season. Like, I'm sure she'll be on it kind of like the same amount as she was on season 11. She'll be on the trips and stuff. I hope they go somewhere good. They need to go somewhere beautiful. But yeah, so I'm excited. I think we're in for a good season. I'm excited for Bazuma because she's like fashionable. She's intelligent. I just feel like she's going to be like, she's going to read them fast. Like she's going to be good.
They're not going to know what's coming for them.
Yes, 100%. I'm excited. But yeah, so that's about it, you know. So I guess we'll wrap up. My side eye moment of the week. I'll start off if you want.
I've got one.
Oh, well, mine was just a whole Dom and Allah situation.
Oh, yeah. Fair
mine
enough.
Was that. I was very disgusted in their behavior, and I was also disgusted in Ariana from Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. That was my side
that
eye
was my
moment.
Side eye. Ariana walking out of the show. I'm like, babe, that was your job.
Yeah.
And if you quit this job, then no one's going to want to keep up with you in 2 years' time.
100%. And you know what? I agree with you. But with that said, thank y'all. Please follow us on Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. If not, you know, we're going to rage you and follow you home.
Yeah,
I'm going to, you know, it's not going to end well for y'all. But yeah, follow us on Instagram, Total Trash. My TikTok's TomBeRich2. What's yours?
Ashley_Polter.
Perfect. And you know what? So ciao, Bella, for me.
Ciao, Bella.